Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Always great to get the insight from our good friend Jerry Dulac. My friend, it is always a pleasure to talk with you on any topic. Welcome.
Well, Steve, good afternoon, and always a treat to be with you. I know we're going to focus on the Steelers, but you know me. I'll go backward to Penn State and forward to the Ryder Cup if you want to, but hey, we'll keep it right where you want it.
Yeah, no. I want to ask about the Ryder Cup first. All right, I want to do that because I think it's important. What do you think of how Zach put this team together, especially when it came to the captain's picks?
Well, Steve, first of all, I think there's too many captain's picks because it becomes too subjective. And you know, it used to be two. Now it's up to six. And I think, and even Jack Nicklaus said, he should just go back to two, and I would agree.
Yes.
I was not surprised. I expected them to put Justin Thomas on that team because he's an unbeatable duo with Jordan Spieth, and why would you cost your team, you know, 4 points? I don't care that he hasn't been playing well. It's a whole different animal when it's match play and he's paired with his good buddy. So that pick doesn't surprise me. I thought Keegan Bradley should have been on the team ahead of Sam Burns. And
yep.
Then you heard Keegan Bradley say, you know, he's not part of the boys' network, and that's probably true. Ricky Fowler got picked, and I like Ricky, but he shouldn't have been picked to get ahead of Keegan Bradley. And Sam Burns is Scotty Scheffler's good buddy. Keegan Bradley's the kind of guy that you want on the road where you haven't won in over three decades. You know, he's won twice. He's feisty. He's been in that atmosphere before. You remember he got into it with Miguel Angel Jimenez a number of years ago,
mm-hmm.
You know, in match play. And that's exactly what you're looking for because you don't have the intimidators other than Brooks Koepka. You don't have DeChambeau. You don't have DJ. But Keegan has that feisty personality that, to me, you need, and he's been playing well. So I don't want to call it a gaffe, but, you know, I thought that was a bad pick. And, you know, they put that system in, you know, to delay the picks, you know, because of what Billy Horschel did a number of years ago. And Lucas mm-hmm. Glover did it again, and then he doesn't get picked. So,
right.
You know, those are the two that I thought maybe he, you know, I don't want to say goofed on, but especially Keegan Bradley. I thought he should have been on that team.
Yeah, I agree with that because I'm a major proponent of you put on the guys that give you the best chance to win. And I feel like in some ways with the old buddy network getting together, it's becoming like what the NBA is doing with FIBA. They're not throwing the best players into it, and they end up finishing fourth out of it instead of putting the best players out there. And I feel that the guys that are playing really well should be the ones representing the country in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, and you know, and I get it. You know, it's not supposed to be an all-star team. You know, it's not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be putting together the 12 guys who could coexist in a room, which is probably why Bryson DeChambeau wasn't on that team. And I'm not saying he should have been. But, I mean, I get that. But I also think you have to take into account who's playing well. And like I said, and in Keegan Bradley's case, man, somebody that you want on that team, you know, on the road where you haven't won in forever.
Steelers play tonight. They've got Cleveland. Obviously, the opener against San Francisco would not be termed a work of art. It would be more stick figures. And as for Cleveland, their defense was a work of art, and Deshaun Watson played about the same way he did at the end of last season. How do you look at tonight?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's numbers, you know, his rating and everything were actually worse than Kenny Pickett's in the first game, and that's as bad as I've seen Kenny Pickett play. You know, when you look at his numbers, his final totals, they don't look so bad, but they don't even begin to tell the story of how poorly he threw the ball, and it was just a surprise to everybody. I think where Cleveland's going to give him trouble is, you know, they don't have Deontay Johnson, and they don't have Cam Hayward, and I actually think the loss of Deontay Johnson is going to hurt him more, Steve, because he's the one guy on the team, one who comes out of his breaks better than the others and gets open better than the others. Two, you know, I think there's a drop off now from the third receiver to the fourth receiver. Whereas before, depending on how you wanted to put him on the depth chart, you know, the fourth receiver was either Allen Robinson or Calvin Austin. Well, now the fourth receiver is Gunnar Olszewski, and there's a big drop-off then there from number three to number four. And three, those Browns corners shut down T. Higgins and Jamar Chase last week. And you know, if they can do that again, then the Steelers are going to have trouble completing passes and throwing the ball. And I actually think you're going to see them come out and try to run the ball a lot because they only ran it 10 times last week. I think you'll see number 22 featured a little bit more tonight. But I think it's right now it's not a good matchup for the Steelers because with Cam Hayward out, you know, the Browns obviously can run the ball with Nick Chubb. So, I right now, I don't think it's a great matchup for them.
And what do you think about the matchup of the Steeler offensive line with the idea they want to run the ball more, as you mentioned, against that Cleveland defensive front?
Well, that's what we're going to find out because they didn't run it enough times to get any flow last week. But where I was surprised, Steve, was the amount of pressure that the 49ers put on Kenny Pickett. Sacked five times, hit nine others. We haven't seen that kind of pressure on him in a while. And he looked, he didn't say any he didn't have any problem with decisions. He just had problems with his throws, and that was apparent. Had a little happy feet there, was inaccurate, left, right, high, low, didn't seem to matter. So obviously he's going to have to be better because, you know, what we've seen from that offense, Steve, one touchdown in four of the last six games, 14 of the 35 games under Matt Canada, they just don't produce points and they're at it again. And it was a surprise after what we saw in the preseason, even though, look, I know it's the preseason.
Yeah. No, but I know exactly what your point is. Yeah, you know, and the one time they moved the ball and they got points was at the end of the first half. But San Francisco was playing, you know, was playing umbrella, and they were able to run some quick game underneath.
Yeah, and where I thought the Steelers failed, and you know, when you go 2 minutes, Steve, obviously one of the benefits for the offense is it keeps the defense same defense on the field. They can't substitute, they can't change their packages. Where I think the Steelers failed was coming on in the second half, especially after two plays, Christian McCaffrey made it 27-7. I thought the Steelers should have come back out in their 2 minute and bang, 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 trying to establish some pace. And you had success, the only time you had success in the first half. Why not come out and do it again in the second half? And I thought that was a big failure on their part.
I have to ask you about Penn State because obviously, you know, you take a great interest in what's going on around here. The whiteout game's coming up this week with Iowa. What's your thoughts on this team so far?
Yeah, two things. One, I will say this real quickly. I was just thrilled to see my friend Tom Bradley recognized, you know, two games ago. I was just really thrilled for him and touched by the reception that he got. You know, I've been a little surprisingly unimpressed with their offensive line. I really don't like their run game concepts. I don't want to sit here and sound like a coach, but with those two backs, there just hasn't been. And again, I know it's early. There hasn't been the explosive plays, and I thought the pressure that West Virginia brought, and look, I know they were just sailing out. That's what they were going to do. They were going to come try and hit Drew Aller as much as they could. I thought the offensive line, again, it's early, I thought they would be more of a strength, and I've just been surprised how like I said, I've just been unimpressed so far with what I've seen. But there's no question that quarterback, Steve, can make every throw in the book, but I'd like to see. It's a shame they don't have another big time. You know, there's no KJ Hamler, there's no Jahan Dotson, and I don't know if at some point in time if that's going to come back to bite them. But they do like their tight ends, and Pat Freiermuth tells me all the time he really likes 44. So
it's Tyler Warren.
Right.
Thoughts on the defense because again they got the five takeaways in the game and they've got 11 straight games now with six tackles for losses or more. They had seven Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, Manny Diaz has done a great job with the defense, and you know, and again you take it away. We saw at least four takeaways in the first half, and they didn't capitalize. And I know it was on the road. It was Drew Aller's first start on the road. But when they didn't capitalize, they're dominating on defense, and they're just letting Illinois hang around at, what was it, 13-0 or 13-7. And I thought, my goodness, they keep taking the ball away, and yet it's a one-possession game for the most part.
Yeah.
And that's where the offense needed to you know, they just needed to pick it up a little bit. And again, I just think the lack of explosion for the most part in the run game so far with the offensive line, that's just been a little surprising to me.
See, we got it all in.
Yes, we did. We discussed three different subjects with three different teams, if you will.
We got it all in. That's because you and I can do that. Jerry,
exactly,
thanks.
Right.
Thanks so much, my friend. It's always, always great to have you.
Yeah, Steve, thanks, and I always enjoy being with you. And when I can't watch it on TV, you know I'll be listening to you.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that.
All right, man.